When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, everybody, and welcome to Upper or Lower, the game show where we give our contestant, Chris Gear in this case, a scenario, and he has to guess if it is an upper or lower body injury. Are you ready, okay, Chris?
Absolutely ready. All right, what's brewing, everybody? I'm Chris. I'm here with Drew, who seems to be a little bit delayed. So if he responds late to what I'm saying, that's what's happening.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that was beautiful.
That's my cue to move to the next room.
All right, Cam's been fired. Drew's on the move.
Spectrum Wi-Fi.
I'm sitting here watching my San Diego State Aztecs men's basketball team lose in the tournament to the UConn Huskies for the second year in a row.
Nice.
But there's a little fight in them, so we'll see what happens. I'm distracted. Two, didn't watch the game last night.
Nope.
Three, neither did Drew. And four, we don't have Cam. So this is gonna be a fun one.
Didn't watch the game either.
I did, however, pour myself a beer, and I've had Heady Topper on here a bunch of times recently. I'm still working through my store of it, and it says right on the can, do not pour it into a glass, drink it right out of the can. And you know what, I'm a rebel. I don't listen to things like people telling me to drink out of a can, except I did on the first few. I need to see what a beer called Heady Topper looks like when you pour it into a glass. And I was not disappointed. It was beautiful. I sent it to Drew. He can confirm that it looks beautiful in a glass. And it still tastes pretty good in the glass. Like, I don't taste a huge difference. I'm sure you're supposed to taste a difference, but I'm not that sophisticated.
Nah, I think it's about the vibe of a can, you know, versus that, but it's good either way.
Yeah, I mean, still delicious, aggressive for a double IPA, drinkable for sure, but not as drinkable as most double IPAs. Let's go with 8 drinkability, and then tastability, very tastable, 31.
Nice. I found this in my fridge. It's a Down East Blackberry. I didn't get it. I think it was one of Julia's friends. Got it. A Blackberry one. I don't think I've ever had one of these on the pod. I never buy them when I see them, but they're here and they're good. They're just very sugary. Like, in Down East, ciders are on the sugarier side anyway. Like, this one is just like, ah. But it's good. It's good, but it like tastes like juice, and it's supposed to maybe taste a little like alcohol. So that said, drinkability, I'm gonna go like a 20 just because it's so sugary. You'd think no alcohol, whatever. Tasteability, 37, absolutely. But overall good. But these are one of the ciders that it's like I'm gonna have one, and that's the only one of that flavor I'm having for the night, because it gets a bit heavy on the body, stomach. Teaser. That's a teaser of our game after the ad break, actually, believe it or not.
All right. I have no idea what this game is. I'm really excited to find out.
I'm working on it right now as we're talking. I forgot to type it up. I just kind of came up with the gist. So
happy opening day of the baseball season. By the time this comes out, it'll be whatever the day after. I guess the opening day for the Padres was in Korea like a week ago, but Red Sox are playing now? No, maybe in an hour. I don't know. Doesn't matter
for when this podcast comes out.
Yeah, here's the thing. The second the Red Sox traded Mookie Betts, I'm not one of those guys who's like, man, if you trade my favorite player, like I'll never root for you again. But there's a difference between my favorite player and like my favorite baseball player of all time, Mookie Betts. That guy fucking rocked and continues to for the Dodgers. And I still love him, but I'm so mad every time I watch baseball and he's like doing well. I think, you know, shouts to the Penguins under Fenway Sports Group. They're never going to win again. So until further notice, I'd say until the Red Sox like threaten to win a playoff series, I'm kind of out on them. And I, as you can see, I'm wearing my Padres hoodie right now. Obviously the Padres have not fared much better, but at least they're trying. They go out and they spend lots of money and they make big splashy trades. And they're a much more fun team than the Red Sox right now. Until further notice, I'm a Padres fan.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I watched a full Red Sox game that wasn't on TV, that wasn't a huge playoff game. Like not even like a game one or two or whatever, like it's elimination playoff game, you know, in a while. And, you know, when I was a kid, I grew up through that, you know, the 2004 and following that, like those teams I was along for the ride with and actually watching. And just, I think since college kind of fell off, and I'm kind of glad I did at that point because like, I mean, you know, being from New England, it's kind of just like, you know, automatic Red Sox fan, unless you got some corrupt parents that are teaching you their ways. Then it's your Red Sox fan. It doesn't really matter. You pay attention somewhat. It's kind of part of the identity. So it's really shitty to see what's going on. It's crazy how, I don't know, how open and obvious it is without them really caring. Like they're like do the typical like PR shit to try and calm it down, but it's like very clear. Like, I don't know, they're just not going all in a way that you could, and like not treating their fans right.
Yeah. I mean, there's some, you know, there are players that you can kind of pin the future on, like Tristan Casas is a nice player. I think Brian Baio's is good, and they just signed him to an extension. But obviously, you want to see Tristan Casas sign an extension. Rafael Devers signed his extension, but seems to be upset already because the Red Sox are not signing any players. They have stayed completely out of the free agent market. I don't know. They've become a small market team, and it's not fun. I grew up in a household where it was just normal to watch 162 regular season baseball games from beginning to end. Every day during the summer through the fall, 7 o'clock. We're parked in front of the TV, watching the Red Sox. And, you know, on the, I do remember, you know, like playing sports and stuff. Obviously you can't watch every game, but you know, every time we're in the car coming back from practice, the game's on the radio, and then turn it on when we get home. And, that has sadly become less of a part of my life, but I've supplemented it with, you know, there's lots of live sporting events in San Diego. We got our indoor lacrosse team. We got our San Diego Gulls. Can always go up and see the Bruins play in Anaheim or LA. That's always fun. Also, we got the San Diego Wave women's team. They're fucking sick.
There you go. Yeah, I don't know. Baseball just, I love being at the ballpark and watching a game. That's a great experience, especially like I've gone with my dad a lot. I go with friends. We've gone, it looks like a big family. Going to the Sea Dogs and stuff. My whole dad's side of the family, like it's just a great like atmosphere and a great take. But I can't like watch it on TV. Like I just can't. I will sometimes, and I'll tune in for a couple innings, but I don't know. I don't plan on it like I do with like a Bruins game or like a Pats game sometimes. Like, okay, they're going off at this time. All right, I'm sitting down around then and probably seeing most of this game, if not all. I didn't watch the Tampa Bay game.
I do not watch the hockey games. I'm kind of with you. Yeah, I still love the chess match aspect of it. Having played baseball for a long time, I enjoy the battle between the batter and the pitcher. But, you know, grinding that through 162 game regular season is not as fun to watch as, you know, when every single pitch matters so much in the playoffs. And I do still enjoy watching the playoffs, but man, I can't get up for, you know, mid-June games anymore. But like you said, I mean, going to see a baseball game, you know, going to the Padres games, that's so much fun. And Isabel's just starting to get into it too. She really enjoys going to, you know, all the sporting events, but you know, she got excited when I said, you know, the Padres are starting to play soon. So, we'll definitely make it to a game, maybe five games, who knows? I had a great time going to see, Shohei Ohtani pitch against the Padres last year. He got absolutely lit up. It was great. But yeah, I mean, and that was talking baseball.
Yeah, that was talking baseball. Baseball and beers, bro. Baseball and what's another alcohol? The bourbon.
Yeah, sure.
Bourbon, bourbon and ballin'. Basin and bourbon. Bases and bourbons. There you go. We got there.
Hanging curveballs and Harvey Wallbangers.
Harvey Wall.
I've been obsessed with Harvey Wallbangers ever since the movie Game Night came out. Had never heard of that as a beverage until Jason Bateman's character uses it to test the bartender to see if the bartender's a real bartender. Mm-hmm. It's a delicious drink. It's basically like it's like a screwdriver, but instead of with vodka, it's like an Italian liqueur called Galliano. Maybe that's not what it's called. Maybe that's the brand. I don't know. But it's kind of like a vanilla, maybe like licorice flavored liqueur. And it fucking slaps.
Slaps.
Hockey.
Slap the mic.
Slap shot. Yeah. I mean, what, the Bruins probably will have, they haven't clinched yet, right? I don't know. Detroit has to lose.
I think they had a chance to if they won last night and they didn't.
Yeah. Well, it also had to do with Detroit. Like if Detroit had lost in regulation.
Right. Detroit has to lose.
But I think they have like any Detroit loss.
It keeps being, yeah, because it keeps being right now that, like, if Detroit wins out and we lose the rest of our games, then Detroit could like, overcome us. That's so, we need to win, like, one more game than they do the rest of the season, and that's fine. But, like, I think we'll do better than that, hopefully. but, yeah, that's what it takes at the moment. What, how many games are left to...
Oh, good. I mean,
we're right there. It's inevitable that
it's like 13, something like that.
I mean, it's inevitable we're gonna clinch, but like weird shit happens. So I'm going to knock on wood. hockey is weird, trademarked by yourself, Chris.
I feel like we've seen some pretty epic meltdowns from the Bruins in like the pre Cassidy era. There were, I think even in the Cassidy era, there was maybe one, but I remember like maybe two in three seasons or back-to-back seasons. I don't remember, but the Bruins like had a very clear path to making the playoffs and lost some insane number of games. Like like four out of the last five or like seven out of the last 10, something like that, to miss the playoffs. And I still sting from that. And I don't think the Bruins are going to miss the playoffs this year because it would require some real gymnastics from the rest of the league and from the Bruins. But, you know, yeah, we talk about this a lot. You want to go into the playoffs rolling.
Yeah, obviously.
That didn't work so much last year. They did go into, they were rolling all last season, but you know, for the most part, you don't want to lose five out of your last 10 or six out of your last 10 or whatever to, you know, going into the playoffs. So these games are important, and it sucks to play against other playoff teams like Tampa Bay. And, you know, obviously we didn't watch it, so we don't know how bad it looked or if it was like
they got, I tuned in for like the beginning of the third, maybe the first half of the third, that's all I watched, and then Tampa was like up and it was feeling kind of clear at that point who had the momentum, but that's all I can say about it. I don't know how the rest of the game felt.
By the way, you know what I was doing instead of watching the game? I went to go see Ex Machina in IMAX because they released it in IMAX because Alex Garland's new movie Civil War is coming out soon. And I guess like one of the things AMC is doing now is they're kind of re-releasing, you know, I saw maybe like Interstellar was re-released in IMAX after Oppenheimer came out, you know, stuff like that. and I don't know if you've ever seen Ex Machina, but that movie fucking slaps. I love it.
I have not. But you know what else?
Highly recommend.
You know what else slaps is IMAX. Hey, IMAX, sponsor us. That'd be the greatest sponsorship, honestly. Other than Miller Lite, of course. Like IMAX, sure.
I really thought you were going to roll into the ad read, but instead you rolled into a fake ad read for IMAX.
Yeah, I don't have the ad read up. I've been preparing our game here in the background.
Oh, fair enough. Well, let me vamp on Ex Machina for a few minutes then. Drew, do you like sci-fi movies?
Don't worry, folks. I'm getting to the ad, folks. Don't worry.
Do you like sci-fi movies?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so
yeah,
this is a movie where there's like a tech billionaire who lives like out in the mountains and the wilderness somewhere. And he recruits somebody who works for his like Google-esque company to come to his home and test a new AI that he's created. And this tech billionaire is played by Oscar Isaac, and this dorky employee of his is played by Donald Gleason. And it is like, it definitely was not created to be a horror comedy, but it is definitely a little bit scary and definitely extremely funny.
Nice. Does it move fast?
It doesn't it's not like action packed, but it is. So it's broken down into, so he's there for a week, and it's broken down into sessions that Donald Gleason has with Ava, the AI, played by Alicia Vikander. And it's something, man. It's really something.
I asked if it moves fast because we know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening in the movie. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus. Age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. cdkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved.
Sick. Drew, you got a game for us?
Oh, yes. All right. Here we go. All right, everybody, and welcome to Upper or Lower, the game show where we give our contestant, Chris Gear in this case, a scenario, and he has to guess if it is an upper or lower body injury. Are you ready, Chris?
Absolutely ready.
Hey, Chris, since this is a game show, share a fun fact about yourself to begin it off with so we can relate to you.
I have 17 arms. People don't know this about me.
Nice. I hear you also.
I will give up Pasternak. I think that first line works without Pasternak because I also don't love David Pasternak. I don't care about him all that much as a person.
I love that edit.
I forget who I was talking about, like in real life, about who I don't care
about. I remember. You always say you forget, and then I remind you after.
I'm glad
you're
bringing
that clip. Every 6 months or year, maybe, I present that clip. That's some Brews and Bruins lore. Anyway, getting
who
to.
Who was I talking about?
Do you want me to say it on the pod? Because it's not a player.
Oh. Oh, I know who it was.
More lore.
Fair enough.
Anyway, yes, so back to upper or lower. Are you ready? We have six questions here. You get a point for each one. There is a bonus round at the end where you can rack up some nice points.
Okay.
All right. Question number one. Player A hits player B in the mouth with his stick. Player B has a upper or lower body injury?
Upper?
There you go. There's 1 point. All right.
I thought you were going to be giving me medical terms.
Question two. Player medical. I should have thought about that. I could have gotten really deep with it. All right. Player A takes a puck to the dome. He's out 5 weeks with a what injury? An upper or lower for a puck to the dome?
Upper.
There you go. 2 points. All right. This is the last one that is like, you know, warming you up. These are the. Okay. After this one, they go up to 2 points apiece.
Okay.
Player A blocks a shot off the kneecap. He's out day to day with a what? Body injury, upper or lower?
Lower body.
There you go. 3 points. And now we're into the daily double. The one, what is it? Like when it's one time, the double. It's not the daily double. Anyway, question 4 for 2 points. Player A took a big hit. He's doubled over, holding their arm. Player B gives player A a push toward the bench as player A glides. Upper or lower?
To player A or player B?
Player A. So I can repeat it if you'd like.
I'm going to go with upper body injury.
No. Oh, see, it's lower because he's gliding. And it doesn't matter if they're ever doubled over holding their arm. It could very well be something in their leg, because I feel like 50% of the time that's the case.
Damn.
So the key was that he was gliding and the player had to push him towards the bench.
All right.
There you go. All right. Question 5. Also, actually, you know what? This one's going to be worth 3 points here.
All right.
Someone tweets, probably Connor Ryan, player A is not on the bench. Now, tell me, why is that? Why is he not on the bench?
Because they're playing in Toronto and it's the backup goalie.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to give you a point for that one, because that was good. The answer is it's the 40s and they needed a beer and a cig. but I'll take that. That's good. That's good. That's worth a point and a half. I'll give you half on that. So what we're at four and a half points. And now we go into the final round here. All right. Are you ready, Chris?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Are you ready, Jack Edwards?
Charles walking down Broadway. He scores!
Yes. Player A, player B, and player C pounce on player D in the corner. A bench-clearing brawl ensues. Player D lays motionless on the ice. Now, part one. For 4 points, what is player D's injury?
Concussion, because motionless on the ice. So it's upper body.
I'll take that. Yeah, that's definitely involved. It's both, but yeah. It will give you the 4 points. We're up to 8.5. Okay, and to win the game, you have to get at least 2 of these 3 right. So like I said, a bench-clearing brawl ensued. What injuries did player A, B, and C receive in the brawl, upper or lower?
So player D, while going down, was rotating like a helicopter rotor and cut each of their legs with his skates. So all of them have lower body injuries.
Oh my God. I can't believe you got that word for word correct, Chris. You win this edition of Upper or Lower. Do you have any words to say to the audience?
Parsimonious.
Oh, I didn't want to go on. I meant to take it go solo on you to make you.
Verisimilitude.
Verisimilitude.
Those are some words I have.
Spell that 5 times backwards.
Can't spell it 5 times backwards.
Whoa, what a loser.
I just won. How am I a loser?
All right, folks. That's the show. We'll catch you next time on Upper and Lower. Or Upper or Lower. Or it's the 40s and you need a beer and a sick. That's the wild card answer.
All right, thanks for that,
Drew. We filled some time, man.
We really did. We talked about hockey for about I don't know, a minute and 30 seconds.
we talked a lot of baseball.
Our business daddies will be happy with us for getting the downloads. We tricked all of you into listening to this quote unquote hockey podcast. I think we'll have hockey content next time.
We did upper or lower.
Have you been watching the PWHL Boston team at all?
Not so much lately. I haven't been watching like any sports at all lately.
Yeah.
I'm never catching them live so that it's like, I don't.
I try to watch like one out of every four games at this point, but right now it's looking dire. So I'm not super committed. Also an update for those of you who aren't checking the scores day after, my San Diego State Aztecs are getting absolutely pounded.
Ooh.
And I'm glad that I drank this really high alcohol content beer.
Nice. Well, I ended my show, so it's back to you.
All right, back to me. Thank you all and good night. May your evenings be wonderful and your mornings be greater.
Sure. Wow.